Hi, this is Dr. David Friedman, host of To Your Good Health Radio. We have more fad diets, weight loss shakes, exercise programs, and gyms opening up ever than in history, yet Americans' obesity epidemic continues to increase. Could diet and exercise be making us fat? Joining us to answer that question is world-renowned celebrity fitness trainer, author, and television personality Jay Cardiello. If you've struggled with your weight, you're frustrated about your health, and you're ready to get some more zig in your zag, don't go anywhere. It all starts now.
It's To Your Good Health Radio with number one best-selling author and renowned wellness expert, Dr. David Friedman, changing lives just for the health of it.
Our next guest is a globally recognized fitness and nutrition expert and personal trainer to celebrities. He's been featured on many TV shows, including The Today Show, Good Morning America, and stars in the ABC series My Diet is Better Than Yours. He's a regular contributor to About.com, Men's Fitness, Star, and OK Magazine, and serves on the advisory board for Muscle and Fitness. Welcome back, a favorite on the show, author of Bodyweight Strength Training, 12 Weeks to Build Muscle and Burn Fat, Jay Cardiello.
How are you, Dr. David? It's great to be back on the show.
Oh, it's great to have you back. It's always a pleasure. You know, you recently conducted this TEDx talk entitled Diet and Exercise Makes You Fat. Now, you're a leading diet and exercise guru. Share with us why the two things you advocate might be making us fat.
It's very interesting. And a little background about that. About 2013, started or helped co-found a program called Off the Scale, which is now at Mount Sinai Hospital. And it's behavioral intervention. It's based upon habits, and it's breaking up things within the subconscious about years ago that were placed in there. And it's just like addiction. There's a reason why we do what we do. And in my opinion, food, exercise, diet plans are the effects. They're not the root cause. And we've seen so many people, so many programs out there, infomercials, chasing after the effects. But no one really goes after the root cause. And that's why I'm a very big proponent of behavioral intervention, talking with people and finding out their why factor, as opposed to just saying, hey, go on this program or eat superfoods. That really doesn't create a sustainable outcome.
Right. And I bet you shake your head and laugh at some of these fad diets coming out. And you're right. They make you fat because, you know, initially you lose weight and then they rebound. And, you know, there's this big yo-yo. It's like we're in this big yo-yo nation. How do we get out of these? The New Yorkers say, yo-yo.
Well, one of the biggest things is, especially, you know, social media is a wonderful platform. I use it to reach not only people, my followers, but really try to educate people on simplicity, but also things that are going to create, in a sense, stability down the line, 3, 4, 5 years or for the rest of your lifetime. Unfortunately, social media platforms, everybody's a guru these days. Everybody's a celebrity trainer. Everybody's a celebrity expert. But the fact of the matter is that our numbers are increasing with overweight and obesity to combine. They're up over 70% now. And the reason why we're not getting the numbers to go downward is because people are addressing, again, those effects. They have the new diet plan, the new six-pack abs program. They are good if you have a great mental foundation, a great behavioral foundation, but the majority of people don't. And there's no way that you can create a sustainable outcome by just investing January 1st and by the 16th you quit is because you didn't resolve anything. There's resolutions, but there's also things that you have to resolve in your past to really push forward into the future.
That makes a lot of sense. I know in your TED Talk you shared a rather entertaining opinion on the gluten-free diet. Share with us why you feel everybody and their mother shouldn't be avoiding grains that contain gluten.
Well, everybody's body is different, and I always say until you get a blood test, don't self-diagnose. Even myself, sometimes make the mistake. You're like, oh, I have something here, and I go on the internet, and you can find a host of other websites and people out there saying, I have the same thing, and then we self-diagnose. If you have celiac disease, which is it's a really strong disease that impacts your immune system, if you have that, I completely understand, but I always want to tell people gluten-free is not a weight loss diet. It's a binding protein generally found in bread that have an effect on people who have celiac disease. Otherwise than that, if your doctor says no, your dietitian says avoid it, then avoid it. But if not, it is not a factor in terms of weight loss.
Right. We share that same belief. It's like, you know, everybody's, nobody even knows what gluten is, but they're scared of it. Yeah, they don't know what it is. It's the big word on there. And, you know, we share a lot of the same beliefs. And one thing that we both have pet peeves on are these health experts telling people to completely boycott fruits. I've been hearing that a lot from guests on this show. And share why fruits are getting such a bad rep and why it's so unwarranted.
Sure. One of the biggest things is I've never had a client, and I'm fortunate to train some of the best athletes in the world and renowned entertainers that we all know, musicians. I've never had, and even working up in the hospitals, I've never had a person come up to me and say, hey, Jay, listen, I'm obese because I eat the recommended amount of fruits and vegetables or fruits daily. Now, again, if your doctor found something that you have an allergen for a certain kind of fruit, I understand. But we've gotten so scared of this thing called sugar. But people forget that when you eat fruit, it's natural sugar. And the fiber with it found inside the fruit actually impedes or slows down the process of the sugar hitting the liver. It's unlike a Coca-Cola where you grab it and it's just a rush of sugar. So people are making the mistake. I hear this a lot. I don't eat bananas. Why? Well, I read it off the internet and my buddy at the gym avoids it, so I don't want to do that. That's not the case. Again, self-diagnosis, what we're seeing on the Instagrams, what we're seeing on these blog posts from people who do not have the not only education but the research. And that's one thing I pride myself for, is that I've done the research. I'm in the hospital systems now working with the doctors, not just in the gyms working with 50 Cent. I'm out there in the hospitals finding out why we do what we do and why we're making the decisions and what really works and what really is creating sustainable outcomes. And when people say they're getting overweight or obese because of fruit, it's very sad.
Yeah. You know, I agree. I have a patient who's anti-fruit and said used to love blueberries, won't eat them now because read that fruit's bad. And I'm saying, well, wait a minute. Blueberries, they do. They have 15 grams of sugar per cup, but because of the fiber content, the natural fruit sugars release slowly into the body, and it doesn't cause any unhealthy sugar spikes. In fact, there's research out there showing blueberries can actually help normalize blood sugar and reduce your risk of diabetes by 23%. So here she is scared to eat something that could benefit her, that she loves, and she's read on the internet it's bad. Just like you said, it's like these big fear factors on the social media.
Of course, and you know, it's not that people are uneducated, because I always say this, we all know the answers to the test. Eat fruits and vegetables, put positive mantras inside your mind, have gratitude for today, surround yourself with people who are going to build you and support you, and walk. Stay hydrated, and they're the answers for the test. What we do is we complicate things. And we have these so-called experts go out there and they use these intricate words to sound like they know something. But in actuality, it's pretty simple. Sleep, have good people around you, eat your fruits and vegetables, make vegetables a staple of your diet, and walk. And you want to know something, you will benefit, you will see sustainable outcomes, but you'll also be making a big impact, a positive impact in your health.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm curious, of all the different diet trends out there, you got paleo, plant-based, keto, et cetera. I'm curious, from a fitness standpoint, is there a particular diet that you found improves athletic performance better?
That's a great question. The one thing that improves, I've been fortunate enough to coach 10 years in Major League Baseball and the NFL and stuff like that. And here's one of the biggest things that I found of being an athlete myself is the best diet starts first at sleep. You know, you're a doctor, you're familiar with this. Your hormones get completely thrown off if you're not getting adequate amount of sleep. And the one that suppresses the appetite, that goes through the window. And the one that increases the appetite, you just go into the hangry mode. So when people say, what's the best diet for performance? I say the first ingredient has to be sleep. The second ingredient has to be keeping your stress levels down. Cortisol has a huge impact on the body. And for people don't know what cortisol is, always think about this. It's bad stress. And when that's released into the body because you're in that fight or flight mode, it can send bad messages around the body to say, I am hungry. When you're that kind of hungry, you want sugars and things that are comfort food. The next thing is hydration. It's pretty simple. It's half your body weight in an ounce of water. So if you're 100 pounds, it's 50 ounces of water. We don't drink enough water. I don't know why, and I always hear people, well, I don't want to overhydrate. And I'm saying, I guarantee you, you're not even hydrated.
Right.
And the last is making vegetables a staple of your diet. That's for the professional athlete on down to the person who's a couch potato. We all have that same engine, but we don't take care of it enough. Now, the athletes who are professional, sure, you're going to be probably taking in a lot more complex carbs, and you're going to be eating a larger caloric intake. But by the same token, that's your job, and people forget about that. So the athletic diet is a little different, but the foundations, which are truly impactful, they're all parallel with the average person should be doing on a daily basis in terms of diet.
Got it. You know, you bring up such a good topic on sleep. People don't realize that your ghrelin, your leptin, your hormones, your cortisol, all's controlled while you sleep. And the lack of sleep messes those all up, and you eat more and you gain more fat, like you said. And people like, they'll stay up watching TV, wonder why they're not losing weight, and they're trying every diet and they're not sleeping. That's such a good important factor to start with sleep.
Yeah, and that's why I always tell people we have the answers. You know, we put our children, and I'm a father, and when my son was growing up, you're making sure they're getting adequate sleep, and you're making sure they're napping. We don't do that. We're into this mode where the busier we are, that means we're accelerating our futures and our career, which is not the case. You really have to practice proper sleep, and people are so scared of it, but yet, the first thing they do right before they take their last breath is say, I wish I would have done this more. So instead of going to be asking yourself the what-if question that many of us will, you should be making that proper investment. It's so simplistic. Just get, 6 to 8 hours. Oh, I can't do that. Yeah, you can. Yes, yeah. You can, because you'll have such a better quality of life. Quantity doesn't make or break us. It's quality, and that's the thing that we really should be going after, and sleep should be the first ingredient into anybody's diet.
More with Dr. David Friedman coming up. But first, I want to tell you about Health IQ, an insurance company that helps health-conscious people like runners, cyclists, weightlifters, and vegetarians get lower rates on their life insurance. Yes, I'm not kidding. This is really cool. Health IQ can save you up to 33% because physically active people have a 56% lower risk of heart disease, 20% lower risk of cancer, and a 58% lower risk of diabetes compared to people who are inactive. And these savings are exclusive to Health IQ. Now, you have to qualify by taking a Health IQ quiz or other lifestyle quizzes like the cycling IQ or running IQ quiz. And you can also get additional savings by submitting actual data such as race results from a 5K that you've run. And Health IQ doesn't just take this info and pass it on to an insurer. They are with you every step of the way, from interest to application through underwriting to the final policy enforcement. It's pretty cool. Now, by being healthy, you not only live a better life, but now you can also pay less for your life insurance. To see if you qualify, get your free quote today at healthiq.com/goodhealth or mention the promo code goodhealth when you talk to a Health IQ agent. Once again, check it out at healthiq.com/goodhealth. And to your good health is brought to you by Molecule.com. Do you have long-standing allergy and or asthma problems? Do you want to breathe easier and reduce your allergy and asthma symptoms? Tired of breathing aids that just don't work? Then let me introduce you to Molecule Air Purifiers. Molecule introduces a breakthrough science that is finally capable of destroying air pollutants at a molecular level. What does that mean? Molecule erases the full spectrum of indoor air pollutants, including those 1,000 times smaller than what a HEPA filter can catch, so you can breathe easier and experience the life-changing effects of clean air. In fact, one customer even said that she was able to breathe through her nose for the first time in 15 years. Molecule has already helped allergy and asthma sufferers around the country better cope with their conditions and significantly reduce their symptoms. So get Molecule and breathe easy. Order now and use code GOODHEALTH for $75 off your first order. Visit Molecule.com and use code GOODHEALTH to save $75. That's Molecule.com, Molecule.com. Now back to Dr. David Friedman into your good health.
Now, you've trained a vast variety of people, from school teachers, NFL players, to J-Lo, to rap singer 50 Cent. You obviously have the key to what works and what doesn't. You've seen it from all vast of life. Your latest book is called The Bodyweight Strength Training, 12 Weeks to Build Muscle and Burn Fat. Tell us, how does this book make a difference for our struggling listeners?
Sure. A couple key points. I teach people how to shop. People don't realize the food at your eye level is called your bullseye zone. And I always tell people, grocery shopping is clothes shopping 101. All your clothes shopping happens at the grocery store. And that's really a big, big thing that I've been pushing for a long time. It's, you know, at your eye level is bullseye. And majority of marketers and brands know that. So they place things. And this is may seem eccentric, but it's true, Doc, is that red, yellow, and orange, they accelerate your appetite. And it does, they do it at McDonald's and fast food. And right, brands and marketers, doesn't matter where you go, are putting that at eye level. So I always tell people, look up and down. And then also, too, I teach people about the words that marketers and brands use. And things like local, like, oh, local must be good. Local could have an origin from where its center point up to 400 miles away. Right. So I'm teaching people in this book how to shop. There's not necessarily a diet that one should follow, but it's really a roadmap with this. And another thing that I went after is time. Everybody says we don't have enough time, but I would say, well, do you have enough time to be sick? So I put together this workout platform that the programs are anywhere, or workouts are anywhere from 10 minutes to 17 minutes, and they're all body weight, and there's no repetitional count. So whether you're a couch potato or you're a professional athlete, you can work at your own pace. And if you do one exercise, great. And there's also modification, each one of the exercises. And the exercises are very simple. And also a big thing that I talk about in there is about gut health. I always feel that our gut is our second brain. But we don't give enough, I don't want to say props, it's a slang word these days, but we really don't make that a key point of where we're going in terms of diet, health, and also, too, illness, because it's a really big root cause or big root factor to later on in life, and things, you put bad things out, just like farming, you're going to sprout negativity from that. So I talk about that. I put it in a very simplistic way that people can create a sustainable outcome. It's not just 40 days, 90 days, and what do I do at day 91? This is a lifestyle change book. It's very simple to follow.
And you know, it's interesting. You're back to the true essence of the word diet, which comes from diaetia, the Greek word for way of living. So you're actually showing people about food, it's about way of living, which is great because we're right on the same page. And I love how you said about time is people, you know, they don't take time for themselves. They find time for it. And what I do is I get the little sticky note. When I hear that from patients, I write the word time on a sticky note and I say, what do you notice about this word? And they go, what? And I circle the word I and the word me. I said, the word I and me is in there for a reason. And I hand it to them. And Jay, these people stick that on the refrigerator and they look at it and it's a big wow moment and they make the time for themselves, because it says I and me right on it every day.
Interesting. I may take that from you on Instagram. a shout out to that. No, but it's so interesting. It's sad because when I was developing the platform, it's up at Mount Sinai. I'm no longer with them, but it was a very interesting point is that I wanted the people to understand it's about we must define our dash. A lot of people these days talk about their legacy, but it's a very big importance between when you're born and when you die, what you're leaving. And if you really want to make an impact in your life and the people around you, you really have to define that dash. And people are so scared because they feel almost guilty that they're giving to themselves. And right, guilt factor, they feel like they're taken away from their family. I always say, we learn about giving to your family every time you're on an airplane. You know, the air mask falls down. You put it on yourself before you help others. And that should parallel how you should live your life. If you aren't strong, if you're not healthy, if your gut is not healthy, if your mind is not focused, how can you help others?
So true. Yeah. You know, it's like they say when everything falls on the airplane, what do they say? Put it on and then you help others. Don't, in other words, the people are so worried about other people, put that oxygen mask on yourself first. And then help others, you know?
So exactly.
Yeah, that's a good point. Now, I love in your book, you share the difference between strength training and bodybuilding. And when it comes to females, the biggest resistance I hear when it comes to working out is they find bodybuilding physiques to be repulsive. And Jay, clear up the myth, lifting weights isn't going to make them look like a professional female wrestler.
Oh, my goodness. The I'm going to give you first a pretty easy scientific way that you can understand this. Number one, women don't possess the amount of testosterone in a man. Unless you're using anabolic agents or the word these days is the steroids, you're not going to get that mass. The second thing is women have to understand, and I preach this to my clients, the caloric intake that a bodybuilder puts into their body is enormous. We're talking 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 calories a day.
Wow.
So without the testosterone levels that are equal to a man or parallel to a man, and the caloric intake, not at a bodybuilder level, we don't have to worry. What women should concern themselves with is this: osteoporosis, bone density, things like hip replacement. Women who want to bear children, women who just want to have better posture, should be implementing strength training, bodybuilding techniques, and not have to concern themselves that they're going to look like Adonis, Arnold Schwarzenegger, 4 or 5 months down the line. And it's a barrier that I thought we had crossed many years back, especially with the implementation of things like women getting involved in CrossFit and these boutique pop-ups that are going on with the SoulCycles and the Pelotons and the lifting, you know, while they're in the bike. But that's in the city life. When you get outside the city life in the middle of America, and even where I grew up in New Jersey, people are still, that's a barrier of entry for women to say, I don't want to be ripped, I just want to be toned. But you have to pick up something, whether it's your body or an implementation, a weight, to get strong, to get tone, and to avoid things that may cause havoc later on in your life.
Right. Good points, you know. Hey, what's the biggest mistake you see from people, you know, working out, that person that spends 3 to 5 days a week at the gym and fast forward a year later and he still hasn't lost any weight, and that's why he joined the gym in the first place, and what is he doing wrong? I see these people, and they work at it way more than I do, and a year later, they're the same.
Sure. I'll say this pretty simplistically, very easy to understand. I always look at athletes. When I go see Kevin Love, who's one of my clients, is that if I go to a game and watch a client warm up, especially him, they're preparing for work an hour before they're even hitting the court. It doesn't matter if you're doing 4, 5, 6 days a week training an intensity level of 100% for an hour a day. The quality and the outcomes that people want to achieve happen when you first put your feet on the ground. Every day I get up, I do an incantation. Every day I get up, you know, you don't have to be crazy like me and take a cold shower, but my mind is focused, and I always say you make or break your day, you make or break your career, or the outcomes of whatever you're trying to achieve within the first 10 to 15 minutes of your day. We get up, we look at our phones, we get up. You know, once you answer an email, you're already working. So my thing that I stress to people is why you're not seeing a difference. If you spend an hour in the gym, you have 23 other hours that can nullify all your outcomes that you want. So you have to understand is that first thing in the morning, you have to be your biggest coach. You have to be your biggest cheerleader. And then also to show me your friends and I'll show you your future. Whatever it is, the 5 people, 4 people, 2 people that you hang out with the most in life, whether it's spouse, girlfriend, boyfriend, partner, whoever it is, makes a huge, crucial impact. And not only your physical success, not only your financial success, but the success that you hope to give back, the legacy that you hope to live and give to other people, friends, family, children, and beyond.
Right. And that makes sense. And, you know, I always tell people you can't outrun your fork. So a lot of people, you know, they're exercising and all that, and who knows what they're doing. And a lot of them, they think they've worked out, so they've earned the donut.
That's like a cheat day. I talk about that in my book. I mean, people say, well, can I have a cheat day? I was like, well, let me ask you a question. You're married. And, you know, someone said, yeah, okay, do you deserve a cheat day? No, I would never do that. I was like, well, listen, if you're getting past the barrier that you know you've been a sugar addict for so many years, it's like an alcoholic saying, like, you get a break from today. You know what? You can go now to a bar and just take a cheat day. Until people get a good, strong mental foundation, I talk about this in my book, is that you really shouldn't entice, put the carrot in front of your body or put the whatever it is that you, chocolate cake in front of your face to say, I deserve this. Now, you can pat yourself on the back and have fun and be creative, but you also have to understand that if you go back to your barrier, it's almost like going back to an ex-boyfriend or girlfriend, you probably know the outcome. So make sure your mind is right first before you implement any sort of distraction from your purpose.
Yeah. Or they can eat as many donuts as they want. There's a part of it that has 0 calories and has 0 fat. It's the whole, the center.
You are a comic. I like that.
I'm so short, they tell me I have to be a stand-up comedian because you wouldn't see me on stage if I was sitting. But I'm bump. Hey, that's good. Hey, but one question I got to ask you before we let you go. I know that everybody wants a washboard set of abs. I've heard so many mixed opinions. I got to get yours. Some experts say diet's the key. Others say cardio that burns the belly fat. Some say sit-ups are good. Some are bad. Some say planks are better. Set the record straight. What do people do for a nice set of abs?
Number one is sleep.
Go back to sleep.
I talk about this so much. I always say this so much is that the fact is that we don't get enough. Now, if you're a bodybuilder, if you're one of my clientele, that's one of the biggest things I push. And I talk about it so freely is 50 because we get interviewed all the time. And they always say, like, Jay's biggest factor for me is I got to get to sleep. If you're putting the work in, you got to rest and recover. These guys in the NBA, NFL, they're sleeping. People don't realize 8 to 10 to 12 hours. So that's where it comes from. The stress is a big factor. Diet is a huge factor, but it's not made by sit-ups. It's not made by cardio. It's not made by, how many leg lifts you're doing in the gym. Sit-ups happen, and I don't want to talk about the cliche, abs are made in the kitchen. Abs are first constructed in the bedroom, sleeping. Abs are then implemented and grown, and by the stress you're implementing on yourself, then it comes the meal plan. And lastly, fitness is the smallest particle of any sort of fitness exercise program success. So,
isn't that great? Wow, who would have thought that? So many people turn it the other way around.
Yeah, my clients don't do any sit-ups or crunches or abs. We don't do anything, and Fitz has the best abs I've ever seen.
So oh, wow.
He's never done
awesome.
A crunch or sit-up.
Such good information. You hear that, folks? Stop doing those sit-ups because it makes you more awake and you can't sleep. So just sleep. Don't get yourself all worked up and then I can't sleep. I just did 100 sit-ups. You're better just sleeping. That's awesome. Fantastic. Well, thanks, Jay, for being with us. Always a pleasure having you on the show. You're welcome back anytime. Great.
Thank you so much, Doc, and congratulations on your book. I cannot wait to read it.
Appreciate the shout-out, too. Thanks, my friend. To learn more about Jay Cardiello and to get his book, Body Weight Strength Training, go to jaycardiello.com and check out his video library while you're there. And it's including the TEDx talk, Diet and Exercise Makes You Fat, that we talked about today. You can follow him on Twitter and Instagram at Jay Cardiello. For my daily health tweets, follow me at Dr. David Friedman. On Instagram, I'm at Health Radio Doc. If you heard Jay mention something today that you just know somebody could benefit from, and you can send them a link to this podcast available at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. Peruse our podcast library and share segments of interest with friends, family, coworkers, and on social media. This information is too important to keep to yourself. Share, share, share. You can also subscribe to our podcast on iHeartRadio and iTunes. More to come. Stay tuned and stay well.